We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome to another episode of Debbins on Demand. It is Wednesday, June 15th. Today is National Photography Day. So if you're a photographer, hope you have an awesome day. This is actually kind of ironic timing, or interesting timing, since we're getting engagement photos done tonight, my fiancé and I. Do I have to bring my photographer a little something? Because it's National Photographer Day. Is that a thing? I mean, we're already paying her like $3,000 or $4,000. So that's probably enough. Yeah, wedding photographers, they are not cheap. That is for sure. St. John Fisher College changing its name. Only extremely slightly. They're going from St. John Fisher College to St. John Fisher University starting next month, which I'll admit does sound a lot fancier. University does sound more prestigious than college. I don't know if there is an actual distinction between what's a college and what's a university. Are they synonyms, or I don't know, but they're becoming university. Here's a bizarre broken world record for you. There's an elementary school in Oregon that might have set a new world record for cereal box dominoes. So basically, that's basically where you play dominoes, but with cereal boxes. The students arranged 6,877 cereal boxes around the school and successfully knocked all of them down. I think that would honestly be so satisfying to watch. Don't you? Like, if someone around Rochester started an event where you could just go and watch people knock down incredible domino displays, I would definitely go. I might even tailgate something like that. Here's some strange news for you from around the world. A man in the UK had shoes tattooed onto his feet. And the reason is he's tired of paying for new shoes. Will restaurants let you in if you have shoe tattoos? Interesting question. I'm going to guess probably not. Probably not. This should be a surprise to pretty much nobody. Staring at yourself too long on Zoom might put you in a bad mood. It's according to a new study. Honestly, once I started turning off the self view on Zoom, my opinion of Zooming changed actually quite a bit. I used to despise Zooming at the start of the pandemic. And then every video, what I do is I start it and with seeing myself, and I make sure that I'm in frame and all is good. I don't have like anything weird in my teeth or like somebody naked in the background or whatever. And then I turn off the self view. Can't see myself, can only see other people. And I don't mind Zooming as much. It's not as stressful for me. I just found it stressful when I was constantly just critiquing how I looked. I recommend it. Here's a little kitchen life hack for you. You probably know that when it comes to eggs, they're usually good for like 2 weeks after their best by date, according to experts. The best by date for eggs is kind of meaningless, it seems. But if you want to test just to see if the eggs are good still after that due date, which I recommend doing, one way you can do that, they say you can drop the egg in a glass of water, and if it floats to the top, the egg has gone bad. If it sinks, you are good to go. I've actually been doing this for years, and it has yet to fail me. I've only had like one or two floating eggs, and I've just tossed them. But all the ones that have sank, even though they've been like 2 weeks or so expired, they've been fine. That being said, I'm not a professional food scientist, so if you have a egg that sinks and you get sick, please do not sue me. I don't know what I'm talking about from a legal standpoint. If you're driving less because of gas prices, you're definitely not alone. More than half of people have been cutting back on driving, which shouldn't be much of a surprise. As according to a poll, over 50% have cut back. Great time to be in the bike industry, though, right? There's someone that I work with. He's been biking to work. But it's not like your normal bike. It's like, I think it would be technically defined as an electric power. It's an electric powered bike, but you still have to pedal. So I think he's going like 20, 30 miles per hour or something like that. But he still has to pedal a little bit. But there's no gas. And he's taking that to work and saving a ton of money and getting good at decent exercise. Have you seen this at coffee shops or any kind of cafe or somewhere that you're just, you know, getting something quick to go? It's very common, but I don't like it. After you pay for your coffee or your sandwich or whatever, the machine will ask you on the machine right there if you want to leave a tip. And while I'm all for tipping, and I know it can be hard for restaurants and people who work there, you know, maybe don't make a lot of money, but I think asking for a tip on a cup of black coffee, which is all I ever get from a coffee shop, black coffee. They don't have to do any magical whips or pumps or anything like that. They're just pouring coffee and handing it to me is a bit much. But the screen, the reason I'm complaining about it is the screen very often, at least at the coffee shop I go to frequently, is very large. And it says in very big writing, "Do you want to leave a tip?" And then they have the percentages there. And the person behind you in line, it's very, they can see everything you're doing. So it's very clear to them if you're tipping or not. So there's this weird social pressure to tip because I don't want people to think I'm cheap. I know, but I don't want to tip on a black coffee. Am I cheap? It's very stressful. Anyways, have a good night. Another Devin's On Demand for you tomorrow afternoon. Talk to you later.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.